Welcome, everybody, to the first podcast for our new podcast, which is called the Twitter Gaming Podcaster. Hope everybody here is listening. Hope you enjoy it. So, here we go. Alright, so we have four topics to talk about today. Four main topics. We'll branch off as we go because that's just how we roll. We have today Battlefield 3. We're going to be talking about the Scream Dubstep Artist, the new games of the month for January, new games that are coming out soon, and top game of the month, which we will have three, I think. Yeah, we're going to be having three. Oh geez, my mic's up. Alright, there we go. So first, we will be, my partner's name is Joseph. We can't do podcasts together right now. We'll probably do once a week. We'll both sit down and do a podcast together, but for right now, it's just going to be one of us or the other. So that's how we're going to do this, because that's the best way we see fit to do this. Okay, so first, Battlefield. Battlefield's a pretty amazing game. If you just love Call of Duty, then quit being a little kid and, you know, open your eyes. I mean, Battlefield's for everybody, you know? We don't have to be fanboys about anything like this. So, if you're just, like, hating on Battlefield because you got your Call of Duty and all that crap, you can go ahead and grow up a little bit, you know what I mean? So, I'm not saying Call of Duty's bad, but I am saying Battlefield is a lot better. A lot better. The new things that have come out, I guess not recently, but, you know, pretty recently, is the crossbow. A lot of people are hating on the crossbow because it's killing a lot of noobs. Unfortunately, some people cannot figure out the crossbow, so they just hate it, you know? Most people are like, oh my god, I hate the crossbow, or they're like, oh my god, I love the crossbow. But most people, you know, just love it. So, I'm one of those people. I'm a sniper, so, you know, I have to have my crossbow up in there. Plenty of fun for me. And the new maps. Bunch of new maps came out. They're pretty awesome. I love sniping on some of the new maps. I love getting on the roofs and in the buildings and all that. I'm into my sniping, you know. I love my sniping, so that's always fun for me. The premium. I don't get why people could hate on the premium. I mean, it's pretty good stuff. I love premium. You get everything early, you get extra dog tags, you get the whole shabam. It's just plenty of fun, you know? So, I would recommend getting premium. I think it's around $50. Whenever me and my partner got it, I think it was $75. It was worth every penny. I got close quarters and all that. I love close quarters. A lot of people don't like close quarters, but I'm one of the lovers of close quarters. And, upcoming stuff on Battlefield. We got a bunch of new maps, different guns. They're always doing a premium XP, and sometimes they even do regular people XP. I mean, what's to hate about that? I mean, that's plenty of fun to me. The guns in Battlefield. I really love my AUG. I will not part with my AUG. I mean, it's just a fantastic weapon. I mean, I get plenty of kills with it, and it works well, so I'm loving my AUG. Plus, I've never been below third place in a match, except twice, so yeah, I kind of track my battle log pretty close, because I honestly care how well I do in Battlefield. I love Battlefield, it's good fun. And the classes, usually Assault or Recon. Obviously Recon, because I love my crossbow and my sniper. And obviously Assault, because I love my AUG and my medikits. I do a lot better with Assault than Recon, because, you know, Recon, you don't get much. You have to camp, or you have to be a fantastic sniper, which I'm not a believer in camping, but, you know, I'll do it if I need to. Dog tags for Battlefield. The tags, those are pretty fun to me. I mean, honestly, I have fun screwing around with the tags. Mine is Till Death Do We Part, and the assault recon or recon symbol for, because I have premium, so I get the premium dog tags once I get a certain amount of objectives. So I love my dog tags. You know, I have fun with my dog tags. And if you don't have Battlefield, I recommend, if you have a PC strong enough to run it, getting the PC version. Because Battlefield is, come on, intended for the PC. You go to Battlelog, and it will let you launch it on your computer if you have the PC version. So if you have a powerful enough computer, 64 player online, have some fun, get it on PC. I think it might even cost less on PC, I have no idea. Haven't checked on prices lately, but it's worth every penny, including the premium, no matter what you spend on it. I don't even know if you're spending $100. It's worth it. It's worth it. So, now closing out Battlefield, let's move on to dubstep. I know it's kind of a weird transition, but on our podcast, we like to talk about different things, you know, shake it up, have some fun. So, right now, we have Scream. He's our second best dubstep artist of the year of 2012. Our best was the Glitch Mob. I mean, they had the best stuff ever. Even if it wasn't in 2012, they're still our best of 2012. So, Scream, second best. Our favorite album by them was Outside the Box. Our top five songs were Perforated, Where You Should Be, How Real, Shadows, and Listening to Records on My Wall. Those were our favorite songs. Those are the songs we liked a lot. That's pretty much all we have from Scream, except, actually, Shadows is from a different album. It's either from Screamism or something like that, but Shadows is from a different album. It's when he was touring. Now let's shake up the bag again and get back to games. This is where we start to kind of, not really close out, but this is where we settle down, because we're going to close out after we do our top game of January. And, of course, we have a song, as normal. We'll always have a song. That's how we roll. Some new games for January and February. Well, what's coming out in February? We have Dead Space 3. We are very excited about Dead Space 3, actually. My main man, Joseph, has pre-ordered it himself, and we'll get it. I think it comes out February 8th or February something. It comes out early in February. It's going to be plenty of fun. Another game out in February, Aliens Colonial Marines. This one excites me a lot, just because I've been waiting for this game since it was announced in 2008. I mean, come on, that's a pretty long time ago. 5 years is long enough, so if they don't make it into a good game, if it gets any bad reviews, unless those guys are just jackasses, I'm not going to get it. It's not going to be worth it. And also a new Metal Gear. Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance. I'm pretty sure I got the name right. That looks pretty fun, actually. The trailer kind of scared us a little bit, but, you know, it looks pretty fun. I mean, that trailer might scare anyone. The dude getting his face sawed off by a blazing hot sword, that's pretty... Yeah. Alright, some exciting games that will come out. We don't really have dates. Gears of War Judgment. Joseph's excited about this game. I'm not so much, because I'm not an Xbox man. He's not an Xbox man either. He hates Xbox. Sorry for the Xbox lovers. We do not hate you. We hate your Xbox. A new Crysis game is also coming out. Crysis 3. It's going to be amazing, hopefully, because I love Crysis, and if they screw it up, I'm going to punch a cow. And a new Metro game, Metro Last Night. This game looks like it's probably going to be plenty of fun. I mean, as long as they don't screw it up. They could screw it up. They've screwed up a lot of stuff. So, as long as they don't screw it up, looks like it could be a pretty decent game. Alright, now, our top games of January. Top game of January for us was Devil May Cry. That is a good game. I am glad that game came out. In second place, we have Guardians of Middle-Earth. That game got some poor reviews, but we had some fun with it, so there wasn't much else coming out to really entice us to choose a bunch of other games. And a new Elder Scrolls DLC. I do not know the name of it. My partner Joseph got it, and yeah, I think it's pretty fun. And That is all. That's pretty much all we have. I mean, that's pretty good to me. All right. If you would love to listen to us more and know more about us, subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter. We would really appreciate that. We try to put some work into these, so, you know, as many people we can get listening, as long as you enjoy it, why not, you know? Follow us on Twitter at TGCP_podcasts. So, what that stands for, obviously, is, you know, I already said it earlier. And also follow at business_music and at JLMCCARTY. That's Joseph. The business-music is me. I am a music producer and a dubstep artist. I also drum, violin, bass, guitar, and electric. Those are all my instruments. But we will be talking about instruments and other stuff like that in a later date. So, thank you for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Because if you didn't, that sucks for you. You should have.
It's the kid. Day and night, I toss and turn. Day and night, I toss and turn. I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keys, this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness, the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think first, but surely finish last.